Okay.
I'm like, wow, that Anderson, he really needs to turn his microphone on. You don't have to repeat that. Sorry about that. My name is Charles. I'm one of the pastors here at the Church of the Nazarene.
Yeah, 我是查理牧师，在美国的这个拿撒勒人教会的牧师。
And it's always an honor and a privilege and just a pleasure to come here and have Sunday morning with you all.
Yeah, 我这是很荣幸，我可以有这个机会，在早上的时候一起跟你一起来敬拜神。
I got to meet with Pastor Enoch a few months ago, and he asked if I would preach today, and I said yes, of course.
Yeah, 在前几个月，那个侯牧师问我说，这行不行来这边来正道？我说我当然愿意。
And I told him that the Lord has given me a great message from Psalm 23.
我感谢主给我非常重的感动，要分享这个诗篇23篇。
And I asked him if he ever preached on Psalm 23.
所以我问他有没有分享过诗篇23篇。
And he paused and kindly said, yes, just recently.
他说是的，最近我才分享过的。
But there's no doubt in my mind that my message will be very different than the message he gave.
我相信神给我的感动会跟那个主要的信息会还是不一样。
That is the great thing about the Holy Spirit is he speaks to us in a way that we need at that time.
感谢神，因为圣灵常常就是及时的，就借着圣灵给我们讲当时当天的信息。
And so what I'd like to start is by reading Psalm 23.
所以让我们来读诗篇23篇。
I hope you have your Bibles with you, and if they're on your phone, that's okay. But let's turn to Psalm 23 together.
所以让我们打开诗篇23篇。
You want me to read the whole thing and then you translate?
Okay.
Okay. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his namesake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。他使我躺卧在青草地上，使我领我到可安歇的水边。他使我的灵魂苏醒，为自己的名引导我走义路。我虽然行过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害，因为你与我同在，你的杖、你的竿都安慰我。 在我敌人面前，你为我摆设宴席，你用油膏了我的头，使我的福杯满意。我一生一世必住在耶和华的殿中，我一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我，我且要住在耶和华的殿中，直到永远。Has
anybody here ever raised sheep?
有没有人在这边养过羊？
That's funny because when Pastor Enoch and I were talking, we talked a little bit about sheep.
所以我很有意思，我跟侯牧师这边谈的时候，我们在讲到这个羊。
Have you ever heard 4-H for little kids?
你们有没有看到这个讲到这个四个角落跟这个故事跟孩子？
Yeah, in Mandarin, it's 4-H.
Oh, 4-H. Oh, 就是在这个草场。
So I raised one lamb, one year, one time.
所以我曾经有一年我养过这么一次的养过一只羊。
So I am not a shepherd.
但是我却不是牧羊人。
In that sense of the word.
从我做的事情来，我并不是牧羊人。
But you know, until about 150 years ago, we all knew how to raise sheep.
你知道吗？ 在这个美国150年前, 大部分人都知道怎么样养羊。
We were all farmers and ranchers.
我们都是这个养羊的这个牧羊人。
But in today's day and age,
但是在今天的这个社会里,
we're influencers or whatever.
我们就变成是影响人的人了。
We don't work a lot with livestock.
我们却跟这个动物不太有接触。
But in Psalm 23, we see what King David wrote for us.
但是我们这边看到这个在诗篇二十三篇里面，这个大卫王他在写的诗。
And love it or hate it, in many ways, we're compared to sheep in Scripture.
所以，但你喜欢或不喜欢，圣经里面我们都是像都像羊。
And Christ Himself is referred to as the Good Shepherd.
神他自己把他当作他是这个牧者的比喻。
And often we refer to pastors as being shepherd over a flock.
所以我们常常是看到牧者都是把他讲作他是牧人。
So my goal today is to help convey the meaning of Psalm written thousands of years ago.
所以我今天的就跟你们分享是在几千年前这个诗篇二十三篇。
In a different country by people that spoke a different language.
是在这个 是写在不同的时间不同 的国家用不同的言语写的。
And if you're like me, when you hear a sermon, you think, how does this affect me?
所以当你今天在读这本书的时候你今天就说这个神的话今天对我有什么影响。
When I went to school for ordination,
所以当我在做这个到学校去上课关于我的这个案例的时候
They taught us that's a very common way to attend church, to think, what about me?
所以我当常常有人去教会的时候都想到哎我怎么样我得到什么
And the purpose of the Bible
这个圣经的意思呢
is not so much to tell me about me
但是却不是只是重点在你
It's to show us who God is.
但是主要是讲神是怎么样的神。
And so we're going to go through Psalm 23.
所以我们今天从这个诗篇二十三篇来看。
The first line is, the Lord is my shepherd.
所以第一句话就是神是我的牧者。
If we get that right, everything else can fall into place.
就只有当神是我们的牧者的时候我们今天生活就会按部就班的下来。
If the Lord is not my shepherd,
如果神不是你的牧者的话
Scripture says we're darkness.
神就是圣经上就跟我们讲我们就活在黑暗里。
Before I knew God, I was not in darkness, I was actual darkness, Scripture says.
如果是就像圣经讲的我不认识神以前我就是黑暗。
The prophet Isaiah in the Old Testament,
所以在这个以赛亚在书他那边讲到
Isaiah 53:6,
在这个这
53:6,
在第五十三
Oh, that's my job?
Yeah, you gotta say, overtime. 在以赛亚书，在以赛亚书五十三章第六节。
All of us have wandered off like sheep. Each of us has strayed off on his own path.
我们都如羊走迷，个人偏行己路。耶和华使我们的罪都归在他的身上。
None of us are born Christians.
我们没有一个人是生下来就是基督徒的。
I wish we were.
我希望我很希望我们一生下来就是基督徒。
But Scripture is clear that we all have wandered off the path.
但是圣经跟我们讲说，我们都如羊走迷。
And God took all of our wrongness,
但是神他就拿了我们全部的做错的事
and put it on His Son,
就放到他的独生子身上
and is allowed the Son to be put on the cross,
然后把他钉在十字架上
Jesus Himself said,
耶稣他自己说
I am the Good Shepherd,
我是好牧人
The Good Shepherd lays down His life.For the sheep.
好牧人为羊舍命。
Even though God knows everything from beginning to end,
虽然神他从头到尾他都知道了。
He knew we would wander.
他知道我们会这个是迷失。
He knew it would cost him his son's life.
他也知道我们会因为我们的罪会这个定罪定死耶稣会定死在十字架上。
And he still chose you.
但是他还是爱你选了你
He still chose me.
他还是也选了我
That's the God we serve.
这个就是我们的神我们服侍的神
The second line, I shall not be in want.
所以他就说当我这个我在主里面我就没有其他的需要
My wife and I, we live out in the country.
我跟我太太住在这个在这个乡村里面
We have a fence made out of wire that's this tall.
我们那边有一个这个有这个铁丝网有那么高
And outside of the fence are the deer.
所以在这个铁丝网外面都是一些常常可以看到一些鹿。
They're constantly walking around our property looking for a way to get in.
他们就在旁边在那边看着想要进到我们家我们的院子里去。
They have all they need out there.
他们有这个，他们知道他们都有他们需要的东西。
But they see my wife's roses and flowers and bushes, and they want that.
但是当他看到院子里面有我太太种的这个有这个花跟这个玫瑰花，他们想要吃。
They're looking for a way to get through the fence.
他们就想要穿过这个栏杆。
They're looking for a shortcut.
他们在找这个短的路可以进得来。
And sometimes we're like that in life.
有的时候我们的生命上面也是这样子。
We have everything we need.
我们已经有了我们所需要的。
But sometimes I see something I want over there.
但是我们看到我们想要另外的东西。
And I try and figure out how a shortcut I could get to it.
但是我们就想要怎么样去可以从这个短的距离我们可以拿得到。
But friends, I'm 61 years old.
朋友们，我现在已经61岁了。
And I've learned that when I take a shortcut,
但是我就发现，当我每次想要走这个短路的时候
，there's consequences,
都有它的结果
，and they're never good.
但这个结果都是不好的。
The next line, he makes me lie down in green pastures.
在下面他讲就是说，他使我躺卧在青草地上。
For a sheep to lay down, it needs four things in its life.
所以让一个你看到一个羊它今天躺下在地上的话它一定有四个元素。
A sheep must be free from fear. It cannot be afraid to lay down.
它今天如果躺下来的话它就必须它是没有惧怕。
It must be free from friction with the other sheep.
他当他没有跟其他的羊在有争执的时候，他才可以躺得下来。
It must be free from pests, flies, and bugs.
他也是一定是在那个地方没有一些这个虫害来侵扰他。
And it won't lay down if it's hungry.
他如果说是没有吃饱的话，他也不会躺下来。
If we think about times in our life when we're at peace.
所以当我们今天想到我们今天的生活里面平稳的时候
We're not afraid.
是不是我们也就是我们在没有恐惧的时候
We're not in conflict with others.
我们与别人 都是和睦相处
We're not bothered by pests.
我们没有其他事情来侵扰我们
And we're not hungry.
我们也没有饥饿
Just like sheep need all of those things, we too need all of those things in our lives.
就像这个羊我们在我们的生活里面也需要有这个四个元素
2 Timothy 1:7
在这个提摩太书第二后书第一章
And I encourage you to fact check me when I quote a scripture 2 Timothy 1:7
所以在提摩太后书 第一章第七节
For the spirit God gave us does not make us timid but gives us power, love, and self-discipline
因为神赐给我们的不是胆怯的心，乃是刚强、仁爱、谨守的心。
If we have God's Spirit in us, we can lay down peacefully.
如果神的灵在我们里面，我们的心就平安了。
The next line in the psalm is, He leads me beside quiet waters.
所以在下面就是他领我到可安歇的水边。
Here's what I learned about sheep that I want to share with you.
我这边要 讲到这个羊我跟你分享一下。
When they're thirsty, they will drink anything.
所以当这个羊它渴的时候它就喝任何东西。
It could be poisonous, it could be polluted, it could be disgusting.
它喝的东西它就只管喝它没有分别那是苦的那个是毒的或者好不好喝。
They prefer clean water.
但是呢它是喜欢清的这个水
and it's up to the shepherd to make sure they have access to clean water.
所以他就需要这个牧人带他到这个清水边。
In the Old Testament, there's a prophet by the name of Jeremiah.
所以在那个圣经里面，在耶利米书里面也讲到。
And he says this in chapter 2, verse 13, Jeremiah 2:13.
所以在那个耶利米书第二章第十三节。
My people have committed a double wrong. They've rejected me, the fountain of life-giving water, and they've dug cisterns for themselves, cracked cisterns that cannot even hold water.
所以在耶利米书他说，因为我的百姓做了两件恶事，就是离弃我这活水的泉源， 然后第二件事就是为自己凿了池，是破裂不能存水的池。
If you have water with you, take a drink.
所以你今天身边有水的话，你就可以拿一杯去喝一口水。
Good, it's clean.
啊，这个很好喝，因为它是干净的。
Anybody bring poison water today?
你们今天有没有人带有毒的水在你身边？
And yet,
但是。
Many people don't want to be directed by God's Spirit.
很多人他不愿意顺服圣灵的带领。
They don't want to be led by him to clean drinking water.
他们不愿意圣灵带领他有清洁的水来喝。
We see water over there and we want to go to it.
我们今天就看到边上有个像水的东西，我们就想要喝。
Even if it's not what's best for us.
那个水可能是不是对你很好的。
The analogy I would give you is we're like that with our relationships.
这就有点像我们的跟人的这个关系上面。
We know that person is not the right person for us.
我们可能知道这个人并对我来并不合适。
But they're so good looking.
但是他长得很英俊。
They smell so nice.
他或者他这个他的闻起来很好闻。
They're like Anderson. They have money.
或者是像有人是有钱。
And so we go to that wrong person.
但是你就跑到这个不错的人身上。
And friends, that's like drinking polluted water.
就有点像你是去喝这些有毒的水。
The next line, he restores my soul.
他使我的灵魂苏醒。
Psalm 42:11.
在诗篇42篇。
Why are you downcast, O my soul? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God.
Yeah, 好，我的心啊，你为何忧闷呢？为何在我里面烦躁呢？应当仰望神，因为我还要称赞他，他是我脸上的光。
That word that the psalmist used, downcast.
所以在这边是讲到这个为什么忧闷。
Here's what it means. It's an old English shepherd's term.
这句这个词是在古英文里面，他就用的这句话。
When a sheep is downcast.It means it's fallen in a hole and it looks like this.
所以当是这个这个当是这个这个这个幽闷在原来的意思就是在一个羊它就掉在这个谷底下四脚朝天。
And it can't get up.
它没有办法
起来。It's like stuck on its back in a hole.
它就有点像它就是在这个这个洞口里面被抓夹住。
You're translating extra long, I can tell.
你翻译的太长了。
And the sheep can't get up on its own. It will die there.
所以那个羊它就没有办法起来，它会在里面死亡。
And I know this because I watched videos.
因为我知道，因为是我在看那个看影片看到的。
The shepherd has to come over and get that sheep upright, and then he holds on to it.
所以他这个牧者他需要过来把他拉上来。
Because all the blood has run to the sheep's body and there's no blood in its legs. Its legs won't work.
所以如果说当他这样倒下来的时候血液就不到他的脚他的脚就不能动了。
So the shepherd picks it up out of the hole, turns it on its legs, and then holds it for about a minute for the blood to get back into circulation.
所以他需要那个牧者需要把他这样带起来，而且扶着他站立，让这个血可以到他的脚上。
The shepherd does for the sheep what the sheep can't do on its own.
因为这个是必须要这个牧者来帮这个羊做，因为羊他自己没办法做。
We can't get into heaven by ourselves.
我们没有办法用自己的能力进天堂。
We can't show up, knock on the door and say, "It's me."
我们就没有办法到了天堂，就是在那边敲门说我来了。
If you have God's Spirit, the door's open and you don't even knock, you just walk right in.
如果你有神的灵的话，你今天到了天堂的时候，你连门都不需要敲门，因为门已经为你打开了。
When the sheep is downcast and flipped over and it's vulnerable,
所以当这个羊它的倒在地上的时候，它的四脚朝天的时候，
it's in great danger of being eaten by coyotes, wolves, jackals, foxes.
所以他那个时候就很容易就被一些狼或者狐狸像他一些狗他们就可以把它吃了。
And it's the same for us when we are downcast, when we're upside down as Christians.
所以当我们忧虑的时候就像这个羊这个四脚朝天的时候。
We are vulnerable And Satan will attack us, and his demons come after us.
所以在这个时候，我们就是非常容易就会被这个撒旦或者是这个坏人他们来攻击我们。
Proverbs 14:12，
在这个箴言十四章里面这样子讲。
There is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death.
有一条路人以为是正的，但是至终成为死亡之路。
When I was a young man, I grew up in Nipomo.
所以当我在这个尼泊尔那边是当我从小在长大的时候。
And I thought I was living my life right.
所以我以为我的生活很不错。
And it seemed right to me.
所以对我来讲我觉得很不错。
But according to scripture, I know where it led, and that was death.
但是我知道按照圣经的教导，我其实是走向死亡。
If I didn't turn around and let God be my shepherd and Lord of my life, I would have died.
如果说是我今天不回转归向神的话，我的生命就是走向死亡。
Jesus, who's the good shepherd, said this in John 14:6.
所以耶稣他在约翰福音第十六章他里面说
Here's what the good shepherd says to us, friends.
朋友们，今天这个我们的好牧人是这样子对我们说
I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me.
所以他说我就是道路真理生命，若不借着我就没有人能够到父那里去。
And the shepherd says the same thing to his flock of sheep. I'm the way, follow me, and I'll give you life.
所以这个牧羊人对羊说，你们跟我，我是真理，我有生命。
This is where the psalm kind of takes a turn though.
所以在这个诗篇里面他有个 转弯。
The next line is, even though I walk through the valley,
他在那边讲到，虽然我经过死荫的幽谷
，We all know that every mountaintop has a valley down below.
所以你知道，你每次当你到了山顶的时候，你就看到一定有这个山谷。
If you've climbed Bishop Peak or Madonna Mountain or Islay Mountain, you don't start at the top; you start in the valley.
所以当你今天去爬我们这附近的山的时候，你今天不是一开始在山顶上，你是从山谷底下开始往上爬。
And no one lives on top of Half Dome.
在没有人住在那个优山美地的那个这个最山顶上。
We all have to come down at some point.
我们在上走到上面，你总是要下来。
Here's the way it works with sheep.
所以对羊来讲呢，它的生活也是这样子。
As they graze throughout the year, they move higher up into the mountains.
所以当它这个每一年它在那边吃草的时候，它就从低的地方慢慢慢慢往高的地方吃。
And they're completely alone with the shepherd.
他就跟这个牧羊人就完全是很
So they have this quiet, calm, intimate connection with their shepherd.
所以他们就跟这个牧羊人有很好的连接。
Kind of like we experience if we go to children's camp or youth camp or marriage retreat.
所以有点像我们这个孩子们去参加这个退休会，或者说是你今天要结婚前的这个辅导。
Or when you get married, or baptized, or you graduate from college.
就有点像你今天是要你要去这个到大学的时候，或者说你要受洗的时候。
You have these mountaintop experiences that we all have in life, but eventually you have to come down.
就有点像我们都会经历到这个山上的经历，但是在山顶上你总是要下来。
And as the year progresses, fall turns into winter, and the sheep have to come down.
所以就从这个秋天变成了冬天的时候，羊就要从山上下来。
I love that the psalmist says, "We don't come down and die in the valley."
所以他这边感谢主，他这边写的，他没有说你下来以后就死在这个低谷里。
He says, "We walk through the valley. We journey through it."
但是他说我是经过这个。
And the great thing is, we're not alone, friends.
所以我们经过的话，我们就是我们感谢主，因为我们不是把我们自己一个人走。
I know there's some of you that are in a dark valley today.
我知道我们今天中间有的人，你可能是在你生命的低谷。
And sometimes we put ourselves there.
所以有的时候你觉得你就是住在那个的低谷了。
Sometimes life just happens to us, and we're in a dark valley.
所以有的时候世界上有的事情发生在我们身上，就像我们在低谷的生活。
Regardless of how we get in the valley, what I want to tell you, friends, is God knows that you're there.
但是神，我要跟你们讲的就是说，当你在经过低谷的时候，神知道。
And he is there with you, just like the shepherd is with his sheep in the valley.
就像神，他今天跟这个羊一起经过这个低谷的经历。
And when we come out of the valley experience,
所以当你从这个低谷的经历出来的时候，
we don't want to waste our suffering.
我们就不会在那边就不是白白的经历这个痛苦。
I don't want to suffer.
我自己不愿意受苦难。
But when we come out of suffering, we want it to be glory to God.
但是当你经过了这个难处，你反而可以赞美主。
How is that possible?
这怎么可能的呢？
And it's like this.
乃是这样子。
If I suffer in a certain way and go through it,
如果说我今天是这个因为我的受苦的特别的这个经历，
And I meet you and you're suffering in a similar way.
但是我今天碰到你，你也是曾经经过，正在经历这个难处。
I can share with you how God walked with me through that valley.
我可以跟你分享神怎么样带领我经过。
And even if I felt alone, I was never alone.
虽然我感觉我只是非常孤单的经历难处，但是其实我并没有经过自己那个孤单。
Because it's easy to look back on our life and see how God was always there with us, taking care of everything.
所以当我们今天往后看的时候，都看到神，他都在我们，不管的经历怎么样，神都是与我们同在。
But we have to live our life going forward, and we don't know what the future is.
我们需要继续往前走，虽然我们不知道前面是如何。
The next line is, "Thy rod and your staff, they comfort me."
那下面就说你的杖、你的竿都安慰我。
Here's what the rod means, friends.
什么是杖的意思？
The rod is the shepherd's weapon of power, authority, and defense.
这个杖是代表一个能力。权柄跟保护的你的工具。
Shepherds back in the day,
所以这个在这个以前这个牧人
were warriors.
他是一个打仗的。
They would fight bears.
他要跟这个熊打仗。
Anything that threatened the sheep.
他跟任何的这个动物这个、野兽，他会来保护这些羊群的。
And they had tools at their disposal.
他们是用这个是他们的这个工具来保护他。
These were tough, rugged dudes.
他们都是很勇猛的这些勇士们。
And our rod,
我们今天的杖是怎么样？
That gives us a power and authority and defense.
所以它也是给我们能力、权柄跟保护。
This is our rod.
这个就是我们的这个杖。
Because the world gets scary and crazy,
因为这个世界是有点是混乱跟有点这个恐怖。
And if you watch the evening news, you're like me, you feel powerless.
所以当你今天去看这个晚上的新闻的时候，你就觉得你今天没有任何的这个希望了。
But I got to share a secret. I've read the back of the book.
我跟你们分享一个在我的圣经的后面。
I know how it ends.
我知道这以后他是这圣经跟我们讲这世界怎么样结束。
It ends well for us.
他对我们基督徒是我们的结束是非常荣耀的。
The other tool is the staff.
的另外一个是竿。
So we've got the warrior part of the shepherd.
所以我们刚才看到一个是打仗的。
Now we have the kind, gentle side of the shepherd.
但是我们就看到这个又是同样这个也是变成一个牧羊人用的非常这个 gentle， 非常这个怜悯 的工具。
Their staff is a symbol of concern and compassion for the sheep.
这个竿是代表这个是他的关怀与他的怜悯。
It almost be like if you took a perfect father and a perfect mother and put them together, that's a shepherd.
所以就等于是你把这个父亲的这个父亲的能力跟母亲的关爱摆在一起，这就是这个牧羊人的身份。
And that perfect shepherd, that perfect parent that we have, said this in John 16:13.
所以像这个约翰福音第16章第13节也是这样子讲到。
This is the way, walk in it.
所以这是我们今天走路是这样子走。
Haven't you ever taken a test and you just wanted to know the answers?
你有没有曾经打去参加这个参加考试，你就希望只知道他的答案
？So I took this verse out of the Message Version Bible.
所以我这个是我用这个英文的这其中这一个版本。
So you have Mandarin, which is the most intelligent language.
所以你们是用中文的，中文可能是最好的翻译。
It's up here, and then you have English, which is.
所以你看那个中文版的时候，我觉得是非常非常好的。但英文版的不同版，它有可能都不同的这个程度。
And what the Message version of the Bible does is makes it a little more understandable.
所以在我用的这一版是让我们可以比较容易了解的。
But when the friend comes, the Spirit of Truth, he will take you by the hand and guide you into all the truth there is. He won't draw attention to himself.But will make sense out of what is about to happen, and indeed out of all that I have done and said.
我们看中文的下一个 page. OK, 只等耶稣讲的，他只等真理的灵来了，他要引导你们明白一切的真理，因为他不是凭自己说的，乃是把他所听见的都说出来，并且要将他所将来的事告诉你们。
When I read that, I think, oh, everything's going to be okay.
所以当我读的时候，我就觉得，哎，这个每个事情都会很好。
I just need to follow.
我就只要跟随他。
The next line in Psalm 23, you prepare a table before me.
所以他在下面他就讲说，你在我的敌人面前，我摆设宴席。
So I always thought this meant that you sit at the kitchen table and you eat food.
所以这也是有时候也，我觉得这是我们今天在一起吃饭的时候，在桌上也可以讲，在可以讲的话。
They didn't use tables when the Psalms were written.
所以当初他们在写这个诗篇二十三篇的时候，他们并没有像我们今天的这个桌子。
They sat on cushions to eat.
他们是坐在这个地上的一些这个垫子上。
And so the word table in Spanish is mesa.
所以在这个在这个西班牙话里面，这个桌子它是用梅沙这个字。
I mentioned that I grew up in Napomo. Napomo is a mesa.
所以在我们这个，我是在那个尼泊莫长大的，那边那一块地方就称为这个梅沙。
If you ever approach it from Aurora Grande or Oso Flaco or any of those areas, you realize it's up here.
所以当你今天从这个 Oregon Grande 或者说从这个另外这个 Oso Flanco 那个地方，你看那个 Nipomo 它就像一个桌子。
This is where you find sheep grazing in America and in Europe, up on mesas, up on tables.
所以你今天去看这个在美国或者在英国，他们很多放牧羊的时候都是在一个平原上面。
So the goal of a shepherd is to take his sheep from the valley up to the table.
所以这个牧羊人他的工作就是去找这些高的平原带羊上去。
And here's what I love about a good shepherd.
所以我很喜欢的这个是什么是这个牧羊人做的事。
Before the sheep go up onto the table, he goes up there first.
所以当这个牧羊人他今天要带羊去以前，他先自己先去过。
And he gets rid of wolves.Foxes, poisonous weeds.
所以他就自己先去把那些这个野兽把它赶走，或者还同样他又把一些有毒的草把它除掉。
Polluted water, anything that could hurt the sheep.
他去里面去把这个对任何的有甚至有这个不健康的水，他都先任何东西他先把它除掉。
He prepares the mesa, the table for the sheep to go and have a proper experience.
他先把那一块平原先把它准备好了，他这样可以带这个羊过上去。
When I was a new Christian, I thought the point of being a Christian was going to heaven.
所以我以前当初信主的时候，我只觉得说我以后可以进天堂。
As I grow and I learn and I study, I realize.
所以当我在那边 在慢慢成长，在那边 做一些这个读经，我慢慢知道。
Yes, heaven's a part of it. It's part of the reward.
所以我们知道这个天堂是一个奖赏。
But right here, right now, God is preparing a table for me, and he wants me to go to that table.
但是我却知道现在神就在为我在准备那个平原那个草原。
He has a plan for the 5C church.
他今天对我们教我中国教会也是有一个目的。
There's a mesa, there's a table he's prepared for us.
他是为我们预备了一个平原预备一个桌子。
And he wants to lead the 5C church to the table.
他今天要带领我们这个教会要到那个平原那个草原。
It says it right here, you prepare a table before me.
所以他这边讲说你为我这个准备宴席。
And Jesus says, I'm the way, follow me, I'll take you to the table.
所以耶稣说我就是这个我就是道路所以你就跟随我我带你们到这个草原上去。
What he wants for us is life here and now, an abundant life.
但是他现在就要我们有的是丰盛的生命。
A life that is joyful and exciting and fun.
所以他今天给我们是有一个非常高兴喜乐这个有兴趣的一个生活。
But we get hot, thirsty, and tired.
但是有的时候我们是getting有的时候累有的时候很热有的时候觉得口渴。
It's both.
那这也是同样时间会发生的。
The next line, you anoint my head with oil.
所以你用油膏了我的头。
So here we are, friends, living on the mesa.
所以弟兄姐妹们当我们住在这个平原的草原上。
We're in intimate relationship with Christ and everything's good.
我们与神的关系都很好。
Have you ever heard the saying, there's a fly in the ointment?
你们有没有听到一句话就说 是一个在飞行的一个膏油。
We can be in the right place, doing the right things with the right people.
我们可能在这个 在对的地方对的时间在跟着对的人同样的对的人。
But we have problems surrounding us.
但是我们还会有周围 有事情跟临在我们身上。
So just as a shepherd anoints his sheep with oil on the head,
所以就像这个羊，他就只是把这个膏油放到羊的头上。
We have to allow God to anoint us.
我们要让神的膏油直接临到我们。
Every day I have to say, you're the Lord of my life, not me.
我们每一天都要到神面前讲说，你是我今天的主，不是我自己，不是我的神。
Put your anointing oil on my head, Lord.
求主让他的油膏降临在我们身上。
Help me with the parasites and the pests of life that are bothering me.
求主挪开在我身上里面有的这些影响我的一些这个像这个昆虫虫害。
The next line is, surely goodness and love will follow me.
所以他这边说我一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我。
It's easy to say something like that when everything's going well.
所以我们是非常容易简单去讲这句话当我们还在顺境的时候。
But there's times in our life, let's face it, when we're tempted to leave.
但是有的时候我们可以知道我们常常在我们在想要自己要做主的时候。
There's not a church in the world that hasn't had somebody leave it.
所以这每个教会都是会有人在那边带领。
And they turn their back on the church.
但是他们有的时候会背叛这个教会。
And they turn their back on God.
他们也对背叛神。
And they say no thank you.
他有的时候对神讲说不要了。
I'm going to go my own way.
我要自己走我的路。
I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
我要住在神的殿中直到永远。
I love that we sing a song about this.
我们知道我们也在唱这首诗歌。
And when I first read this, I thought, oh, we get to live in heaven forever in God's house.
所以我在当时我第一次读到的时候我觉得嘿、hey, 我可以在永远在住在神的家里面直到永远。
And that's true.
是的。
But what if we thought about house in a different way?
但是你有没有想到这个家从不同的角度来想?
What if we thought about house as the seasons of our life?
所以当我们想到这个房子的时候其实它是指到我们生命上的不同的季节。
We're born in the spring.
我们就像在春天 生东西。
We grow up in the summer.
我们在 summer, 在这个暑假的夏天的时候在成长。
As we age, we get into fall.
所以当我们年纪老的时候就有点像是在这个秋天。
And towards the end of our life, it's like winter.
所以当我们在这个人生的末端的时候，有点就像这个冬天。
So the spring is rain and green pastures, and we're frolicking around.
所以当我们这个生出来的时候，我们在成长的时候，就像春天，什么东西都在那边成长。
You have to frolic a little bit.
跟着上来。
In the summer, we get up to the table, the mesa.
所以当我们在夏天的时候，我们就到了这个平原，高原了。
And after a while, we have to start coming down.
但是到了那边以后，你要下来。
Because the season's changing.
因为这个季节改变了。
I'm not as fast as I used to be.
我不像以前那么快。
I'm not as strong as I used to be.
我不像以前那么强壮。
And the Lord is leading us down from the mesa.
所以神他就慢慢慢慢带我们到从这个高原下来了。
Towards the ranch and the barn.
所以到了我们这个仓库到或者说是到我们的那牧场去了。
And in the winter, we're in the barn resting quietly.
所以今天到了冬天的时候，我们就是在这个仓房里面很安静的生活。
So when we read the line, I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
所以这边讲到我要住在耶和华的殿中，直到永远。
I don't think he wants us to wait until we get to heaven to dwell.
我相信他不是讲说我们以后要在天堂里面才直到永远。
I think no matter what season we're in, we can dwell with God right now.
我相信这边神讲就是说，不管我们现在是在哪一个季节里面，我们都与神同在。
John 10:9 says,
在约翰福音第十章第九节这样讲
，I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. He will come in and go out and find pasture.
所以在他那边就讲到说，我就是这个羊的门，让我进进出出可以得草吃。
Who's the gate?
谁是这个门
？Jesus is the gate.
耶稣他是我们的门。
How do we be saved?
让我们今天是不是有得救
？Through him.
只有经过他这个门。
He will come in and go out and find pasture.
只有经过他，进进出出才有得草吃。
He does all the hard work.
他在那边是做帮为我们预备全部的。
My job, our job,
这个我的工作跟我们的工作
is to follow.
就只是跟随耶稣。
We're going to pause, we're going to end with our responding song, and then we're going to have announcements.
所以让我们结束前，让我们先一起先唱，有唱诗歌。